Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time you're catching this broadcast. I want to thank everybody for joining us who's live. It is always a privilege of mine to come into your homes or your cars or wherever you happen to might be on this wonderful summer day in July. And just as a quick reminder, we're going to have our guest, Madeline Zaworski, with us for about 25 minutes. She has graciously decided to give us some time while she's got house guests. And then we'll open up the line for some Q&A after that. So, Madeline, let's, well, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you for the invitation. It's my honor.
And take us back to the beginning. You've been in the nursing. I caught you the other day. You had said you had been in nursing for 50-some years, and I sat there and in my head quickly did the math, or maybe you said almost 50, and I'm going, what, did she get started when she was 8 or something? I mean, good grief. She can't be a day over 60.
Thank you. That's a nice compliment. I appreciate that. Well, I actually, when I was in high school, started working in the diet kitchen in 1964. Now, everybody else, hard to believe, but for 85 cents an hour as a tray girl. So I learned about fat-free diets and sugar-free and whatever. We made the old-fashioned homemade eggnog at that time. So got to be exposed to patient care by helping to deliver trays and snacks and so forth. So it was a good initial orientation, and it was that very hospital that just opened that year. Fast forward, that was 1964, and then I started my first nurse's training in 1965, and I have a diploma, a bachelor's, a master's in nursing, and then an MBA in 88, and a couple fellowships. And so I wasn't blessed with being able to have my own children, so I kept going to school, I guess. Nursing became my career and my family, and taught at the community college. So some of the, as I was working on my degree, some of the students that I taught then later became my my staff, because from 1979 to 1996, I was vice president of nursing at that same hospital that I started out at 85 cents an hour in the diet kitchen. So I really grew up with it. What happened, so I started in 1965, and the old hospital diploma schools, you started working, it was a city hospital, kind of like Cleveland City, sort of like Cook County, if you've ever heard any of those old war stories, and so it was a real boot camp. And then actually, Vance, my first husband, who then is deceased, it was an Agent Orange brain tumor, was at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. So I went from an inner city city hospital to St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake City to almost a 90% Mormon population then. So it was a real culture shock for me, leaving the environment that I was taught in to be out west. But I love those days. It was an excellent experience for me. So how did I discover nursing?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it's always interesting, somebody who spent their entire life in a field, you know, what was that drive back from an early age to take you into that? I mean, every interaction that I've had with you, you're definitely a people person. You love to, you know, to engage, and I always leave that conversation better or feeling like, wow, what did I just encounter? I mean, they're just, you give life. And so it definitely is in your DNA. What was that driving force? Because I think that segues right into what we do with NECAN.
Exactly. And I'm glad you're asking those questions. So thank you so much. My parents were 40 and 45 when I was born first, and I have a sister that's 5 years younger. My dad was the oldest of eight, and his dad was killed in a mining accident. I'll be 69 on August 5th, and he'd be 109 if he were still alive. So he wanted a boy, and I wasn't a boy. And then 5 years later, along came Marie. And so I'm just going to connect for a minute. My purpose now is to fund a foundation. Actually, I just sold my other house, so I'm going to start the foundation in Mom and Dad's name to be able to carry on the legacy of their name, since neither Marie or I were boys. But being raised by older parents, all My mom was the youngest in her family, whereas my dad was the oldest. So my cousins were older, aunts were all older. I helped raise, I was kind of the mom to my sister and helped take care of mom and dad. And so I've always just taken care of everybody. So being humans, being more to others, very active in the church. My dad didn't drive, so we bought a modest home that was close to our church. We're very, very involved. And so that healthy family, always giving and taking care of others. And what really called to me the first time I saw the balance wheel, if you remember the old Team Diamond balance wheel that had spirit
in mm-hmm.
When I saw that, and let me jump to my Nikan story, because it kind of connects to the question that you're asking. I didn't have children of my own. After Jeff died, I married a physician and had the blessing of 3 stepchildren. So they were almost 7, 10, and 12. They're now just turned 42, 45, and 47. And I have 3 step-grandsons. So I was able to help raise other children that I consider my own, and which was a real blessing to me. But during those years of working in this vice president role, juggling taking care of my aging parents and an uncle who never married, and then raising 3 stepchildren and still working in the vice president role, it was just a lot of like what many of us do today. So the concept of a life in balance is seeing those 5 pillars of health and the need for balance in life. Working in healthcare, I saw the outcome of too much stress, inadequate diet, not enough exercise, everything that we know leads into the chronic disease that we have so many different avenues to learn about now. I'm so excited about what's happened in the past year, having you have been the pioneer here. And I hope Molly Chung is listening today. Molly always kept saying, Madeline, listen to Vance Rogers, You learn so much. And so that's when I've tuned in, or I've gone to your recordings when I wasn't able to tune in. And Vance, I really want to compliment you and everybody that calls in. Because one of the things that we're learning now in the ICANN mentoring and with Ben Woodward has introduced and the transition in the past year is the importance of collaborative entrepreneurship, the importance of consistency in education, the importance of mentoring. And you really have been a master mentor by facilitating these kinds of calls, having a huge network of people that can call somebody else for ABC or the 3-way calls, can connect someone who has this clinical condition or that, or in this case, connect, and I think what you want to lead to today are maybe a few questions about this new, what we're calling a hybrid model, and what does that really mean?
First of all, thank you, Madeline, for the accolades, and I think one of the biggest things is that the banana that gets separated from the bunch is the one that gets peeled. So staying tight to a network, and you mentioned the term collaborative entrepreneurship, is that when we are connected with a few other people, because a lot of industries that are out there, they don't have this network, this collaborative, grouping of people that we can literally link arms. And how many conference calls that I get to be a part of during the week, and I'd love to be part of more, or the Zoom presentations, because every time I finish with one, I'm just literally charged up, and I'm like, man, I wish so-and-so could have been on that, and, it's a continual thing, and what we're doing with, what you're about to, to lead into, the hybrid model of introducing people as customers. And allowing them the quickest connection to NECAN. And there's so many people that I've talked to in the last several months who have said, oh, man, yeah, that makes a whole lot more sense. I'll give you, passing on information in a heartbeat without even thinking twice about it, just so they can get connected to get a better price or to get the best price. But because they want to get connected to the company, but they don't want to, join a business, most of the folks that are out there. And I see that happening. Before you get into that, though, Madeline, I'm curious, What was your introduction to Niken? Was it a major, you know, physical thing that you were dealing with, or was it something you saw in somebody else? Or love to have that real quick.
Okay. The career that I had that started in 1964 at the former Lorain Community Hospital, in 1995, the hospital merged. It was the non-Catholic option in Lorain. I'm in a city of about, we're down to about 60,000 now, west of Cleveland, where I'm about 45 minutes from where the Republican convention just ended. And we had two hospitals, a Catholic, which was here forever, the turn of the century, and then in 1964, the Lorain community opened to afford osteopathic medicine and a non-Catholic option. So it was kind of like two competing high schools, if you can imagine. Well, a merger occurred, because as healthcare started to downsize, less inpatient. So I lasted 18 months in the merger. Now, I was born at St. Joe's. I had taught nursing students there, and I actually had a stint of working there in the coronary care unit for a year, part-time, while I was working on my bachelor's degree. And so, and growing up in this community, I knew as many people there. Staff would go back and forth between the two, just like they do between beauty salons and other places, you know. And so, for me, the facilitation of the merger was really a lot of fun, going between the two. But what I had to do was move all patients and staff to the Lorain Community campus, and that was meant a downsizing of about 300, which was very, very difficult to do. And then at the end, I had been promised that I would be this corporate vice president over both facilities, a home health, a hospice, whatever. Well, the new guy that came to town, I ended up having a few more credentials than he did, including a fellowship that typically the CEO has, not the nurse executive. And so I was outplaced. And a little did I, it was a big shock for me. My then husband was the medical director of the hospice, and I just thought to he and to thee and not to me. So I was, too many credentials, almost 50 years old, very well paid, at a time when hospitals were closing everywhere. So unless I wanted to relocate, and Dan had an active internal medicine practice, plus he was the hospice medical director, so relocating wasn't an option. And I went into executive outplacement, but almost immediately, like within weeks of the outplacement, a former assistant director of mine who had a major cardiac improvement from and pulmonary from the use of a sleep system, 1995 to 96. Jerry called me in 96. She had a year. At that point, we didn't have the water or the air, the good nutrition we had. It was the old hard brick pillow, the old original flex pad. And she happens to be the sister of Tim Ryan, who is the brother-in-law of Ann and Dave Mahoney.
Yeah. I'm starting to recognize all these names and going, okay,
yeah.
That was the connection.
The connection. So Jerry called me. She was ahead of me, and she's 3 years older than me. So she knew of my cardiac background. We were close friends over the years. She was one of my assistant directors for a little while. And she was almost at death's door with a cardiomyopathy of a pumping function of her heart of about 27%. Fast forward to today, from 1995 to now, is 21 years later. She and I both just flew through total joint replacements. She went from taking like 14 medications to 3. She wouldn't have been able to have the joint replacement in the state that she was in. She was on a waiting list for heart-lung transplant. Well, when she called me to tell me about this wonderful business opportunity with magnets, I thought she was crazy. You know, I did never heard of magnets. And I said, Jerry. And she said, "Not Madeline, you know, just let me send you some information." So she mailed me audio cassettes and a VHS of the doctor's panel. New Dan, we attended their wedding. She was married late in life. And they sat in a bag for 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
April of, so I'm going to give a few tips here. So similar to your Dennis Williams, your upline, Jerry was persistent, but she never came to see me in person. She would call and say, "Madeline, you know, I'm breathing better. I'm off this medicine, bad medicine. You know, have you looked at this or that?" "Nope, I haven't." I was distraught. And then Dan, my husband, after losing the job and being overqualified, didn't matter where, what I interviewed for, it didn't matter, overqualified, too expensive, blah, blah, blah. So I was a bit in a low, and the local community college president hired me as a consultant, and I did a grant proposal and recruited the first three satellite MBA classes, but that grant money was running out. Well, at that point in time, about 18 months after the job losses, when Dan announced he wasn't sure that he loved me anymore, well, I thought, good grief. And so Jerry kept calling, and I said, Jerry, I didn't want to share what was going on personally, where my healthy family pillar was out of balance. I said, I'll meet you halfway from Cleveland in a restaurant, bring this bag of tapes, have lunch, and I don't want to hear about me, Ken. And he'd be on the phone, and it was like, you know, too many M&Ms at one time, and I good grief, you know, so at least I had a consulting position, and my life was out of balance, and it was healthy family and healthy mind. So when I met her, I couldn't believe it. I just looked at her, and I said, my God, Jerry, I can't believe it. Her breathing was better. I hadn't seen her in probably 4 years. And she said, well, I've been trying to tell you, but you said we weren't going to talk about me, Ken. I said, okay. So we had lunch, and she never stopped talking, but telling about everything, her marriage and being back to work and whatever. So I stopped her. I said, okay. Having been an old trauma nurse and a coronary care nurse, I said, I've done my head-to-toe assessment. You haven't been short of breath. Your jugular veins look good. What? Tell me more about this weekend, because she intercepted a few times and said, you know, that her life has just changed. Simply, at that point in 1998, with no air or water or good nutrition, but the sleep system. And what Tim and Tim is her brother and Jim is her husband, they jury-rigged two flex pads, drilled holes in two flex pads. We didn't have the jewelry then either, and made like a bib apron where she had a flex pad over her trachea and her two lungs in the front and one over the back and the seat cushion and the insoles. And with just the magnetics and the infrared, she got better. And then with everything else since then, with each, as we know, when you add the air and the water and the nutrition and the light, then she's been in her little greenhouse, and as the old cells have died and the new ones have grown, I'll be 69, and I think Jerry, we both have August birthdays, she's either 72 or 73. We both are healthier than we were 18 and 21 years ago. Now, what happened was, this was in April, and Dan and I were in a retrovive, trying to save a marriage type thing. And so I had to pass her house to go to this weekend retreat thing. The last of the 6 weeks, he didn't go. He went on a golf outing. I should have seen the writing on the wall, but I was in denial. And so I stopped at her house to get my membership, because the first thing I did, I after she told me her story, and I still had a hard time believing it, she untied her shoe, and I said, well, what are the products? And so she untied her shoe and pulled out this mag step, and then I really bust out laughing. Didn't understand how that could have helped her heart and lungs at all. And that was before the thermographic imaging and the Weintraub study and et cetera. But I bought a pair retail from her car. So I bought my first product retail and wore them home. And by the time I got home, I had energy, and my aching legs from varicose veins from all those years of nursing weren't hurting. Well, Dan was home, and he said, Madeline, I was telling him the story, he said, you would be very good at this. And I said, I would be very good at what? Well, since he had a plan B, exit plan, he had listened to the tapes and looked at the doctor's video. Well, I didn't want to hear about it. We had just come back from an international trip to Montreal on hospice, and he said, they use magnetics for pain. And I said, Dan, I spent the time at St. Patrick's Basilica praying in Montreal while you were learning about whatever, because I just didn't want the marriage to end. That's where I was. Well, when he said that I would be good at it because of the teaching and liking people and what you've identified, he said, you're looking for something. You didn't like laying off other people. And so he knew more than I did at this point. All I knew was I took the bag of tapes back from Jerry, and I was going to study this because of listening to her and seeing her And I said I would get back to her. Well, when he said he wanted a pair, because he had also, besides the Montreal pain management for hospice patients, he had a golf magazine which featured Magnus, and he always golfed every Thursday. So I called her for the cute part of the story, then I'll get into the hybrid in the last 5 minutes. I called her. I had this big old black Cadillac that he got from one of his patients that had never been driven in the snow. We live in Cleveland. So I met her at a gas station, pouring rain, and to get a pair of insoles for Dan. Well, she said, "Madeline, Jim put this sleep system in the trunk." I said, "What are you talking about?" I mean, she didn't tell me about it. I mean, if she did, I didn't hear it. All I heard is he thought I'd be good at it. You know, she said Tim and everybody else, the whole family was in this business, her sister, her nieces, Tim, his sister, and all, whatever. You know, so I thought, well, a family business, and, you know, maybe if he thought I'd be good at it. So she pops up the trunk, and we're out there with two umbrellas in the pouring rain, and she couldn't lift this sleep system. The guy comes out of the gas station and says, "What's going on?" And I said, because there I am at this black Cadillac with gold trim, you know, and I said, "Trust me, these are magnets." I said, "I don't know what's going on, but it's not a drug deal." We laugh about that to this day. And so I brought it home, you know, and put it on his side of the bed. I didn't know what to do with it. She said, "Call me when you get home, you know, it's pouring rain." And the rest is history. So that was in... When I went back to her home to meet, she showed me, actually she had given me the old Creating Balance, which had the balance wheel in it, kind of like assessment were to do now, let's look and see where you're out of balance. And she opened it up and I said, "Jerry, where did that come from?" And she just bust out laughing. She said, "Madeline, I gave you a copy of this." I never looked at it. And because I had been, another way I was earning money was teaching continuing ed for nurses, where they got CEUs on, are you ready for this? Body, mind, spirit balance. Holistic nursing. And I looked at that balance wheel and I just started crying. Well, she didn't know about Dan and I at that point. She said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Well, I guess I've just been so out of balance, Jerry. And why didn't you show me this to begin with?" And she just laughed and said, "I nailed it to you." And I said, "Well, so the tip for everybody here, 2 years of mailings and persistent phone calls, but had I seen her personally before then?" And at that point, she would have had to come to see me, but I certainly went to see her to return these tapes, and I'm glad I did, and I'm glad she was persistent.
You know, and Madeline, that little caveat right there speaks literally volumes, because I have said many, many times, you know, you go to different things, and different functions, and you connect with people you haven't seen in a while. And, you know, we just had an encounter this week with some friends that we haven't seen in 20 years is what we were estimating. And the husband said twice, you know, I just can't get out. You guys look exactly the same. What is your secret? You know, and this couple lives in Southern California. He works in Hollywood in the film and video and television industry. And he's actually the sound engineer and guy that does all the stuff for Hell's Kitchen. I mean, he's the guy, you know, the crazy chef who's berating all the other chefs. Anyways, you know, it was after the second time I said, you know, finally, I was just going to tell him. And, you know, what can happen in a physical body when we immerse it, as you've used the term, a greenhouse. When we put the body into an environment where we've got all these different, you know, simple earth technologies that got put in the earth, when we bring them into our home, everything changes. Madeline, I want to ask you to share, because I quote it on a regular basis, because I remember when the Vital Balance was introduced and Roger Drummer, you know, talked about all the benefits and all the features that would be derived from a product like this, and he said the least of these would be considered, you know, weight maintenance or weight loss, and because of what's put in it with the medium chain triglycerides and the probiotics. And but you had a wonderful experience, and I remember seeing you on a video prior to the use of the Vital Balance with your, what you, I think you termed, or the phrase you used was non-essential head tremors. the shaking. And it just went away after a few months' use of the Vital Balance.
Correct. And I actually, in my group, I have a woman ENT allergist. She's primarily a product user, but for years she said, "Madeline, you need to detox from mercury." And of course, I just ignored her. And she didn't tell me about the tremor. But my sister told me at Thanksgiving. So anyway, I had a neurological workup with every test in the book to rule out Parkinson's. And I started taking the Kenzen Vital Balance because I did want a protein shake, and I don't like to cook, and I liked what it said that it would do. And I went to an event in Toronto that Botanis hosted, and sitting behind me was Dr. Stan Bogus. And he went running out afterwards. Madeline, you know, what did you do? He said, "I've watched you for 3 days. Your head tremor's gone." And I said, "Stan, when did you notice my head tremor?" "Oh, for years, you know, everybody's wondered." And I said, "Why wouldn't you say something to me? If it would have been my sister telling me at a Thanksgiving meal, I wouldn't have known it. You don't notice your own head tremor unless you happen to see yourself in the rearview mirror of the car or whatever. You know, now I kind of look to see if it's coming back at all." I didn't notice it. But he said, and I said, "Well, here's what Rosemary Maroney said, that there's a couple of the greens in there, chlorella, and I forget what the other one's called, that together detox mercury." And she said that that's more than likely what happened. And I told you, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, of course, I take that we have too. But simply, and then so I studied it a little bit more. So these MCTs, the medium chain triglycerides, that help improve neuro function, your neuro cells. And so, we now have enough evidence with helping people with everything from, we're not supposed to mention diagnoses, but migraines and tremors and tics and the reversal of peripheral neuropathy. That's a double-blind study that we can reference. And so, again, there's a couple parts of the nerve, but the little dendrites, there seem to be enough evidence now that you can grow newer, healthy ones. Functioning of the inside of a nerve cell and outside with everything that we do. So what I believe is that 18 years, or it's 18 years for me now, but maybe at that point it was about 16 years, 15 and a half to 16, I used everything, and then adding pretty much 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. I always have a shake, whether it's a supplemental. And I add, depending on what time of the day it is or whatever, the 10-4, the green signs, I put a little bit of turmeric. And to kill the taste of turmeric, I'll either put the bergesterol in or some cinnamon and just make a big double shake and drink it. And it has, I've got over 30 inches off with just 15 pounds.
Wow.
That was at the same period of time going through two joint replacements, a right knee and a left hip replacement. So not being real physically active, I'm walking more regularly now, but running up and down steps between a move from my old house to my new house. But essentially the fat burning to create the carbs that your body needs, since it's low carb, less than 1 gram of carb and less than 1 gram of sugar, you have to go into your fat reserve. So the fat to muscle mass has changed, and the improvement in not only my essential head tremor, but I'm a little ADHD, so my focus has improved.
Well, and I think that the beautiful thing is what your perfect example is, when you get the junk out and you put the good stuff in, all of a sudden the body can function at a much better level when it's not having to fight all this stuff, like you said, you know, the detoxing of mercury. And how many other things have we been susceptible to over the years that we may not even realize it, with what's in the water and what's in the air? And our bodies, you know, work as an amazing filtering agent to, you know, kind of take care of this stuff. But what a great way to just, you know, just to pull that stuff out, you know, with the probiotics built into it. And it's just, you know, it's a simple meal replacement. And, you know, as I had a shake yesterday morning, you know, it's the wonderful feeling. And then all of a sudden at 12:30, 1 o'clock, I'm thinking, you know, my brother and I have been working on this house all morning, and I haven't even thought, we should probably eat some lunch, because you know, it really wasn't even hungry, and we eat breakfast like at 7:30, mm-hmm. You know, and we forget that, and so when you put the good stuff in, you know, but hey, we've got a couple minutes left here. We didn't get to chat much about explain the hybrid model we're using now in your terms.
Okay, here's how I'd like to pull it together. So we're ending with my story, Jerry's, yours, all the stories that you do a lot of product training, and we have all the miracles. Everybody's calling in and sharing the exciting new thing that happened to them. Here's the challenge that we have. Many people, and you started out saying, customer, not everybody wants a business. But the way that I look at this and the way I've looked at it from the very beginning is we are sharing a gift. So let's, the new small QE, the small business unit, if I am taking, and I take about $300 worth of nutritionals every month, I take everything. When you look at cartridge replacements and whatever, and as far as I'm concerned, I spend less on groceries. I do not take one medication. I am much, much healthier. I plan on being independent for a long time, and so it's priceless, and it's an investment in my health. Now, if we look at what is happening to our world and our country, and you spend enough time talking about this, we have responsibility as a citizen. We have spiraling healthcare expenses, not very good coverage, bigger deductibles. We're going to run out of Social Security and Medicare by the time our children and grandchildren, if not before. So what are we going to do as individuals but share this best-kept secret? And if we just had a few customers, rather than looking at it as a little business unit, just look at it, if somebody could just perceive it as, I want to help my friends, my neighbors, I want to help others and pay forward, and it'll be enough then coming back to me with this new model. If we just have the customers, and I'm looking at the Teach 3 to Reach 3, with just 5 retail customers, it's $125. And then you can look that up. It's on Rick Murphy's site and Ben Woodward.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this increase. And so what's wrong in the day and age that we have today of low interest rates, and I just lost a lot of money on the house that I just sold, paying for college tuition in the future, paying our deductibles, what's wrong with having a direct deposit on the 15th of every month by helping other people with what we've experienced? So now what does a hybrid mean? I have my third Prius. So if I have the car idling, or if I up to 25 miles an hour, it's not using any gas at all. It's using a battery. And it's only when I go over that and I can watch the mileage as I'm driving, and I can the miles per gallon, and slow it down and speed it up and whatever, so I maximize my miles per gallon. And so you can kind of look at that with what we're talking about here. It's sort of an either or an or both. And maximize the efficiency and how much I can kind of get out of that engine. Well, the hybrid model means the same thing. We're customers, and I think the best example Ben used when one of his first presentations was, if you have a membership, which is how we've been prior to a year ago, the costs were higher, and many people had their wholesale membership, just like Sam's Club or Costco, because the prices were better and the auto ship was better. And some of us had a few friends, and we had a little bit of residual income coming in. And so as I looked at my old organization, as I'm transitioning to the new hybrid model, I have a lot of very good, happy wholesale repeat customers that have stayed with me 18, 17, 12 years that have never missed a month of auto ship. So I've already had a hybrid model with the old way, having a paid membership. Now, many of those people, I'm going back to them now, they want to keep it. And they just don't mind paying it. They're toying with, you know, should I look at some of these videos, see what's going on? But many of them are still, I don't want to sell. Well, I feel that what you've done for years, and what we have now on the recorded Zoom videos, and Dave Johnson just announced a newsletter. Anybody can go to magneticleaders.com and whatever. They can get that site from you and get this free newsletter to know what's going on. Catalogs hopefully are going to be coming out again. What's wrong with sharing the gift and creating more, if we have multiples and multiples of these little 500 that can grow to 1,000, that can grow to whatever, you don't know who is going to duplicate, we are improving healthy society. And we are a world out of balance, healthy families out of balance. You just led into this last few minutes that I have mentioning the cocooning effect. It has really been my being in this environment for all of these years that kept me out of taking drugs or, you know, ending up with who knows what. If I would have been in a downward spiral and didn't get a job that I wanted to be in or whatever. But the supplemental income, some of the tax breaks. So the hybrid model just means that if you do develop a little pod, a small pot of five customers, and you keep your five customers happy, then they're going to lead to others, referrals. And not everybody does want a little business unit. So for the people that don't, we just ask the questions. But I'd like to end with your upline Royal Ambassador, and that's Ruth Williams. And she says always that even though these products are amazing, and it was only because of how amazing the products are when they finally listened to see how amazing, you know, they were prospected seven times or whatever over a long period of time before they said yes. And they knew from having been with Shackley and nutrition how important health is. But you could see an immediate response with the strength test. Immediate. You don't have to take a nutrition for however long to see and know that there's a response from putting good things into your body. But what Ruth says so simply is where they hurt the most was in the wallet. And if you just flip on the television, where most families hurt the most today is in the wallet. And when somebody says, I can't afford it, and we're looking at the lower prices, which are nice, and the free membership for those that are customers. If we hear our customers saying, I'd love to afford more, we don't need to be telling them about how we can put packs together or, you know, maybe find a few other people and save on shipping. I mean, those are ways that we can help people. But say, would you be willing to sit down and look with me and someone else who knows more than me, always leverage that ABC. And so a few things, I've been the expert, and I haven't been a B enough. I haven't been a B enough to be quiet and listen and leverage another A. You have a whole network of people that are listening into these calls every week. And what I would recommend, Vance, because you're always giving tips about Ken's and vital balance of this and the other, is to ask some of the people to share where are they with maybe their, to use the term, terror barrier, or what's blocking them. I mean, nobody likes to go into a sales. I walked into Macy's. They closed ours locally, so I was in Cleveland and stopped at one, and I didn't walk through the door, and somebody said, can I help you? And I had a laugh because that's what we do, and I've heard, you know, some speakers say that and say, well, I'm just looking. You know, I want to shop and look. And so the relationship needs to be established and so forth. But as we establish our relationships with our product customers and know what these products can do, listen with squinted ears to hear if they might have a healthy finance need as well. And share this hybrid model where you don't have to buy $1,000 packs. In fact, the only way that you can earn is with the free customer, lower priced model. That's what the hybrid model means, that we've now separated. We've been the forerunner in the network marketing companies. We're 40, soon to be 42 years tenured out of a 70-year history of network marketing, so we've been around for a while. We're at the forefront to avoid the $400 million lawsuit that Herbalife just got hit with, because we are offering something that is of value. And we have a free customer option as well as a very nominal $99 membership, which includes what you and I were paying for was $24.50 or whatever, $27.95, whatever it was a month for the website. That's included in the $99 membership. So not to upgrade someone unless they really want to share with someone else, But if someone sees this vision and wants a membership, they don't have to begin as a customer. They can begin with a membership and find some other customers, because the way that we're going to help our world the most, one of the comments that's always made is that I've heard over the years is the bigger the network, one of the things is the bigger the check, but the bigger the network, the bigger number of people that are served.
Yeah.
And we know that by watching CNN, we can see everything that's going on in the world. We're much better educated than we were before. When we have networks of McDonald's, we have a lot more people getting lousy nutrition. So why not have more networks of wellness home customers? You don't have to begin with the whole wellness home, but begin wherever your interest is, but move towards a whole wellness home. And as you are moving towards it, and you invite, I have overnight guests here, and some others came in last evening, and with some health needs, and so I did a few little demonstrations and just gave everybody the water, and was less the whole bag of M&Ms that I might have been earlier. So there's still two more days before summer leaving, and there's a bit of an interest. I did two roll-ups this morning of the couple that stayed in my room. I stayed in the other guest room. So we're really, really planting seeds that need to be nurtured, and there's nothing wrong with someone having a little garden with a little couple little greenhouses in the garden. And then hopefully one of those seeds will blow into another yard. Some others will start sprouting. And that is really the challenge of where we are now. So if we like our products and we want the company to be profitable, to invest in more research and development for more products, to invest in more social media and app support so our customers have apps. And the other thing that we need, Vance, you are one of our youngest leaders. Most of the platinum and above leaders are over 60. And so to be able to attract and to keep our company alive, we need the next generation and the next generation. And so, you know, I guess my last message is it's taken me a while. I'm unlearning. I thought I could transfer corporate America techniques and hiring and firing. I had 1,800 full-time equivalents at one time, and so it was a different model of teams and mentoring teams than this model is. So some of it is transferable and applicable, but we really are empowering and sharing and teaching. And people are going to make an informed choice, but they're not. And so maybe the mental block, the 6 inches between our ears that are holding some of us back, is what somebody else said about network marketing. What we should learn about, take the time to learn, and maybe every now and then you should have some of those stories here, is the beauty of the distribution system that we have. So Ben has introduced that with his cute teach concept, the core concept, and some books and some content to read about the distribution system so that we can learn. And it's just like me learning about a magnet to help somebody with a cardiovascular problem. It's not what I learned before. And until I took the time to let go of some of the old thinking and embrace the new, I've been able to help so many more people in the last 18 years than I did at my first 33 years. And some of that has not just been with what I'm doing, but the numbers of people that have been on my teams that have gone on and have duplicated. And some have dropped off. I'm starting over, like many, many others are, and starting over at 69. And so it's a huge opportunity, whether we're 29 and have a college degree and haven't been able to find a job with our college degree. And so I just would like to leave with that, to be open to learning about what the hybrid means. Tune in, download the free Zoom, go to magneticleaders.com, theroyalalliance.com, look at the old archived ones that are there. And I think we're going to be seeing more and more coming from corporate, and more collaboration between the various different leaders in the field, and that part just feels so good. So be open to discovery, and if not for you, think about children, grandchildren, a neighbor, someone who would like to have an entrepreneurial opportunity and might never have thought about this. because I kind of compare Ben Woodward to Steve Jobs and when he came back to Apple and how it was kind of relaunched and repackaged, and look at where Apple is today. And so that's what I just like to end with. And I know
and I appreciate that, because Madeline, what you've expressed in just the simpleness of, you know, planting a seed and then, excuse me, that, you know, the wind may blow that seed over into another greenhouse or into another field. You never know where it's going to end up when we introduce somebody to the products as a customer, and they're going to get excited because they're not looking for a business, because they may not understand it all, and that's the beauty of it, and that we can give them that option straight up front and to be able to get in. And I love the fact we don't have these big packages anymore. I mean, they're just not there, and we're not having to do business that way, and that for, you know, just a few shillings, people can get started in utilizing something in compared to what else is out there that the people are paying. I mean, I look at the water alone, the thousands of dollars that people are spending on big, huge water filtration systems that have to be plumbed and electrically wired in and everything, and that for, you know, less than $300, including shipping and sales tax, we can get them started with a waterfall or a bottle or whatever, you know. But I love the way you kind of wrapped it all up, because exactly what you're doing this weekend with hosting people is, you know, just casually stuff comes up, and then you say, well, this is what we do, you know, this is what we utilize, and this is why we're, you know, why we take this nutritional, or why we sleep on this, or why we put these, you know, slippers on with these insoles in, because it just, this is the way the energy works. And what a great thing to do casually, and yet that's the business we're in. I mean, that's what makes it fun. And it just goes on and on and on. So if you got on late and you missed our intro, Madeline Zaworski, a retired nurse from Cleveland, Ohio, I should say, Lorraine, right? Is that that's the proper?
Lorraine, yep.
just west of Cleveland. And if you missed it, or if you know another person in that industry and think, man, I'd love to have them hear the recording and the way she shared it, SaturdayAMLive.com or www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and all of our recordings are posted there. So, Madeline, we're going to let you get back to your house guest, but thank you so much for sharing. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, and everybody have a blessed weekend.
All right. Okay, well, let's sign off from there, and then we'll open up the line here.